This is SEO for Small Business Owners, the podcast where I discuss SEO and other content marketing strategies aimed to help you in your quest for online dominance in your niche. My name is Graham Knight. Welcome. Let's get started. I haven't talked a great deal about links in the podcast as yet, but links are a very important part of SEO. And in fact, they're a very important part of content marketing and brand awareness as a whole if you have a website and an online presence. From a pure SEO point of view, Google uses links as a signal when determining the relevancy of your pages. It also uses them to find new pages to crawl. Pages that you might have added to your website recently, or perhaps from another site that you link to. From a human perspective, links allow people to find your website and be aware of your brand. Welcome to episode 38, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about the recent update from Google on link best practices. Now, tell me you're getting links to your website. Are you? I hope you are, because if you want your site to rank highly in search engines, then you have to be actively acquiring links from other people's websites to yours. In SEO terminology, this is called link building. Links can come to you naturally because you create amazing content that people want to see, or you can gain links by manual outreach. As a search engine optimization professional, myself and my peers tend to take link building to the next level. In order to secure links in a natural way, it takes research, validation, and qualification. You need a very analytical and organized mind and process, and a lot of relationship building. It often takes money, be it outsourcing link building activities or paying an administrative fee for placement. And I'm using air quotes when I say administrative fee. But if you're just a regular small business owner and not an SEO professional, then how do you capitalize on link building and gain more authority for your website? Well, sorry to say that's for an upcoming episode, but let's dig into some of the basic link building tips that Google gives us in its new best practices before we head into more advanced topics. The first thing that Google mentions in its new guidelines is about making sure your links are crawlable. This comes down to a simple concept. Keep HTML links or A tags as basic as you can and make sure you link to real websites. It's possible to use JavaScript and other such trickery to resolve a link endpoint. And while Google will try to understand these, they don't recommend it. If I've lost you already, then it's likely you're doing just fine, especially if you're using a content management system like WordPress. Secondly, Google talks about anchor text. Anchor text is the visible and clickable part of a link. It's the text that you click on and which takes you to another page or website. Anchor text tells humans and search engines something about the page that you are linking to. And it's also possible to have images that are clickable too. In the case of images, you would simply add descriptive text to the alt tag of the image. For example, if I was selling a ballpoint pen on my website, I might make the alt text of the pen image something like, add this blue ballpoint pen to your cart. To write good anchor text in Google's view, you should write a descriptive, reasonably concise, and relevant description of the page that you are linking to. Click here and read more, and other similar descriptions really don't help the user. And if you think about it, it certainly doesn't help the search engine. How does it help Google know what the page is about? In HTML, you would place descriptive text between the A of the anchor tags. In WordPress, you simply highlight the text and make it a link in the editor. You really want to think about the human visitor when you create your anchor text, and doing so, you'll automatically also make search engines happy. Don't make descriptions too long, keep everything concise, and Google gives an example of bad text. It reads, "Knitted Cows invites local residents of Wisconsin to their grand reopening by also offering complimentary cow-shaped ice sculptures." I love cow-shaped ice sculptures, and sometimes Google really makes me laugh, but their better and more concise version of this text in a link would be, "Knitted Cow invites local residents of Wisconsin." The rest of the sentence is still in the text, but it's just not part of the link anchor text. Use your discretion and common sense here. You know, we sometimes think of Google as a big evil empire, but we forget sometimes that real humans work in companies like Google, and they do certainly have a sense of humor, that's for sure. Google also asks that you write as naturally as possible and resist the urge to cram every keyword that is related to your page into the anchor text because, well, keyword stuffing, as it is called, is frowned upon and is a violation of Google's spam policies. Really, it comes down to what does the reader need to know in order to understand what the linked page is about? Giving context to your links is also a recommended practice. Words before and after the link do actually matter, so you should pay special attention to the sentence as a whole, as well as to the link text, and add space and text between links as well. Don't have them too close together, don't confuse the human, and don't confuse the search engine. You're probably starting to think that this all sounds like common sense, and it really is, but you'd be surprised how many bad links there are out there in the internet. Internal links are those inside your site where one page points to another page also inside your site, and these links are very, very important because they help readers find information more easily. Google recommends that for every page you care about, you should have a link from at least one other page inside your website pointing to it. It's not uncommon over time to weave a web of internal links, and this is great for the reader. It also helps with authority, as Google can distribute this around your pages if, and only if, they are linked. Most SEO professionals actually keep track of internal links and make sure they hit a percentage for each page. It doesn't take a lot to put a Google Sheet together or even a scribble on a whiteboard to keep track and is well worth it. You can manage internal links, keep track of them, add them where necessary, and keep on top of your site as it grows. Google also talks about external links. These help establish trustworthiness for your website because if you think about it, you're creating a citation for one of your sources. You're creating a link from your website to somebody else's website, hence the name external link. It's never a good policy to pretend that you came up with a concept that you read on somebody else's website or created an image or graph that you really borrowed. There go the air quotes again. Make sure you link out to the external website when it makes sense and use appropriate anchor text to provide context to your reader and search engines, and those external links can really help people trust you. We're definitely going to explore links in more details in upcoming episodes, but I felt it was important to mention what Google recently said. I know, SEO is hard and the experts keep all the secrets to themselves. We witter on about how amazing our intellect is and how quickly we can rank keywords in number one. But when you break things down, it really amounts to common sense and following simple, non-spammy ideals. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available. You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.